Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 467, 10 Ways to Get Back on Track After a Binge, part 1 by Rachel Link with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, happy 1st of May. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, including Ben Greenfield Fitness, Nia Shanks, and today's site, Healthline. I like Healthline because they cite their sources and back up their information with research. And you know, I'm all about backing up statements with scientific data. Now, today's post is on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. But before we jump right in, how about an inspirational quote? I find the great thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving. Oliver Wendell Holmes. And with that little boost of positivity, let's hear part one of today's post as we optimize your life. 10 Ways to Get Back on Track After a Binge, Part 1 by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. Overeating is a problem almost everyone trying to lose weight faces at one point or another, and an unexpected binge can feel incredibly frustrating. Even worse, it can cause your motivation and morale to tank, sometimes leading to an endless cycle that can completely derail your progress. However, this doesn't have to be the case. Incorporating a few healthy habits into your routine can help you persevere. Here are 10 tips to get back on track after an unplanned binge. Tip number 1, go for a walk. Going for a walk right after you've overeaten can help you clear your mind and will make your body feel better too. Walking has been shown to help accelerate stomach emptying, which may relieve uncomfortable feelings of fullness or bloating caused by overeating. It can also help burn some of the extra calories that you might have consumed during a binge. One small study showed that obese women who walked for 50 to 70 minutes, 3 times per week for 12 weeks, lost 1.5% of their body fat, including a significant amount of belly fat. Walking can also improve your mood and reduce some of the negative feelings that may trigger emotional eating. In fact, physical activity can stimulate the release of important neurotransmitters like serotonin and norepinephrine, which can help protect against conditions like depression and anxiety. Exercise has also been shown to improve mood and reduce feelings of stress, which can help prevent future episodes of binging. Summary: walking is one easy way to feel better after a binge. It can help increase stomach emptying after eating, reduce body fat, and improve your mood to help get you back on track. Tip number 2, sleep it off. Getting enough sleep after an episode of overeating is a good way to fight off cravings and get the next day off on the right foot. Studies have found that a lack of sleep may be associated with an increased appetite. In particular, sleep deprivation may affect levels of ghrelin and leptin, two important hormones involved in hunger and appetite regulation. Ghrelin is a hormone that stimulates hunger in the brain, while leptin is a hormone that's released from fat cells and signals fullness and suppresses hunger. One study of 1,024 people found that sleeping fewer than 8 hours per night was associated with a higher body weight. Short sleep duration was also linked to higher levels of ghrelin and lower levels of leptin. Another small study found that men who slept just 4 hours per night consumed 22% more calories the next day than those who slept a full 8 hours. Although sleep requirements can vary widely between individuals, health experts generally recommend getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. After an unplanned binge, try going to bed a little earlier than usual to ensure you're able to fit in a full night of sleep and get a fresh start the next day. Summary. Sleep deprivation has been associated with increased food intake. It may also alter levels of hormones that influence hunger. Aim to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Tip number 3, eat a healthy breakfast. While it may be tempting to skimp on breakfast or lunch the day after overeating, starting your day with a healthy meal can actually help you get back on track. Not only does it allow you to start fresh after getting a good night's sleep, but it can also help you get right back into your routine and make healthier choices throughout the day. Studies even show that sticking to a consistent eating pattern may be associated with less binge eating. What you eat for your first meal of the day is also important. For example, one study found that eating a high-protein breakfast decreased levels of ghrelin, the hunger hormone, more effectively than eating a high-carb breakfast. Another study in 48 people showed that eating oatmeal, a food high both in protein and fiber, increased feelings of fullness and improved appetite control more than a ready-to-eat breakfast cereal. Ideally, try to pick a meal that's high in both protein and fiber to get your day off to a healthy start. You can easily pair fiber-rich fruits, veggies, legumes, or whole grains with a good source of protein for a well-rounded and nutritious meal. Summary. Eating a healthy meal can help you start your day off right, making it less likely you'll binge later in the day. Consuming high-protein, high-fiber foods may be especially effective at keeping your appetite under control. Tip number 4, stay hydrated. Not only is drinking enough water crucial to overall health, it's also key to maximizing weight loss and keeping your appetite under control. After an episode of overeating, it's especially important to make sure you're staying hydrated throughout the day. A study of 24 older adults found when people drank 17 ounces or 500 milliliters of water before a meal, the number of calories they consumed during the meal dropped by 13% compared to a control group. Similarly, another small study showed that increasing daily water intake by 17 ounces combined with a low-calorie diet increased weight loss by 44% compared to a low-calorie diet alone. Upping your water intake may also help temporarily increase metabolism to burn off extra calories. One study found that drinking 17 ounces of water increased people's resting energy expenditure by about 30% after 30 to 40 minutes. How much water you should drink per day can depend on a number of factors. However, the easiest way to meet your hydration needs is to listen to your body and drink when you feel thirsty. Summary. Drinking more water can help you lose weight, reduce your calorie intake, and temporarily increase your resting energy expenditure. Tip number 5, try yoga. Yoga has been associated with a number of health benefits, including a reduced migraine frequency and improved sleep quality. Practicing yoga may also promote healthy eating habits, which can reduce the risk of overeating. One small study looked at the effectiveness of yoga as a treatment for binge eating disorder and found that it helped reduce binge eating and even led to reductions in body mass index. Not only that, but yoga can have a positive effect on your mood to help prevent emotional eating and keep you feeling motivated after an unplanned binge. It's also been shown to decrease levels of cortisol. This may help reduce anxiety and depression by influencing the uptake of the neurotransmitter serotonin. A study of 131 people found that practicing yoga for 10 weeks helped improve mental health as well as reduce stress and anxiety. While practicing yoga right after overeating can definitely be helpful, adding it to your weekly regimen may be even more beneficial over the long term. To get started, try taking a yoga class at your local gym or yoga studio. There are also plenty of online videos and other resources you can use to try yoga at home. Summary. Yoga can help promote healthy eating habits and may help prevent emotional eating by reducing stress, depression, and anxiety. Tip number 6. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled, 10 Ways to Get Back on Track After a Binge by Rachel Link with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For a while, I was scared of yoga. Well, maybe not scared, but so many people kept telling me to do it, I started to get defensive about it. I didn't want to do it. But finally, one day I succumbed, and I actually enrolled in a class at the local community college. So that's another great resource. If ever you want to try yoga, Pilates, a martial art, take it at your local community college. It's often really cheap, and it provides the structure that you may need to keep showing up, which is definitely what I needed. And so I took my first yoga class and actually found it wasn't so bad. And then I took it again the next semester and still ended up liking it. I ended up taking it with the same instructor because I liked her style. And I still remember coming home in the evenings after yoga class and I would just feel so relaxed and I would get that deep sleep that I was craving all week. And when it comes to other forms of exercise, especially after a binge eating session, like going for a walk, I actually mentioned that in last week's Q&A. Going for a walk or a jog or a run kind of stimulates what we call peristalsis, which keeps things moving along in your gut. And so by walking or jogging or running after a binge, not only are you burning off some calories, but you're moving things along in your gut. And I would say if we take a step back and think about all of these tips, really the most important thing is to get back on track. So maybe you had a whole weekend of just overeating, binge eating. You didn't really care about what was going in your mouth. Well, the best thing to do is to pick one thing to help you get back on track. Pick one of these tips that I mentioned. That's what's most important. It's patterns over time that are key. One binge eating session or one weekend of this isn't going to make a huge difference. But if you let it become a pattern, if you let this continue over time, well, yeah, that's going to erase all of that other stuff that you've been working so hard on. All right, really quickly, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Speaking of otherwise, if you just share this show with someone today, that's a huge help. That's all you need to do. But if you want some other options, come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how. Anything listed there would be a huge help. All right, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll definitely see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.